About 8 minutes after the hour now here on the Crystal Frost Show on this very chilly Wednesday morning.
Right? It's just enough already.
I almost lost my footing just now in the parking lot, but I fell the other night for the first time this winter. It's very slippery out there.
Yeah, and that's a danger. You know, it really is.
Some serious damage. I jacked up my wrist because that's how I broke my fall, but I could have very easily smacked my head on some very hard and icy concrete.
So the only solution to that is get traveling, get out of the cold,
get yourself warm somewhere. A great idea.
That's the only solution I can think of.
If you're listening to this music, that means one thing and one thing only. Bonnie Pintozzi from the Travel Authority on the phone with us, and we're going to talk about getting out and doing something cool. Well, cool as in going somewhere where it's really warm and really nice. Good morning, Bonnie.
Good morning, Vic. Good morning, Colleen. Well, to answer your question about being cool, I want to talk about the hottest thing out there, river cruising. River cruising is what, and we're going to talk about why it's the hottest thing out there.
It is the thing, that's for sure.
It really is, and I have more and more people come back and say, I've been on this particular river cruise. I want to go back. I want to do these things. But why not bring somebody who really knows the river cruise industry intimately? Our guest today is Julie Petchler. Julie is the business development manager for the Globus family of brands, and one of the brands is Avalon Waterways, and that's what we're going to talk about today. So, Julie, welcome to Travel Talk.
Here I am. Welcome.
Back by popular demand. We love having you on the show. So, Julie, let's start out with, who is Avalon Waterways?
You know, Avalon Waterways has been around since 2004. But I think what the most important thing about it is that it's part of the Globus family of brands. And the Globus family of brands is the oldest tour operator out there. We've been around since 1928. So this is going on our 91st year. Oh, okay.
Okay, woke us up.
So it's our 91st year in business. And like you said, Avalon's been around since 2004, and we have done nothing but perfect the Avalon Waterways product. It's an amazing, amazing product. There are so many things that are unique to Avalon Waterways. But as you said, river cruising is the hottest thing going. You know, the Europeans have been river cruising for years and years, but it's just now caught on here in the United States. Nobody needs 5,000 people on a ship. River cruising, you have 120 to 160. You come off the ship with 100 brand new friends, and it's just a very casual, intimate experience.
And, Julie, you really do see things differently. You know, when you're on a river cruise, not only are you kind of feeling like you're following your own path, but at the same time, you are intimately involved in the places you're seeing. I mean, you're taking that experience depending on where you're at, and we're going to talk about all these incredible places you go. But you feel a part of it, and part of what I absolutely know, and I'll take away a little thunder of yours with Avalon Waterways, is the fact that, you know, you are able, you design this cruise experience, your spaces are bigger, the views are more epic, and we'll tell everyone why, and you feel so welcome when you board Avalon Waterways, right?
Absolutely. And again, as I said, it's an intimate experience. You're right in the cities. You're going to be docking right in Rüdesheim. You get off the ship, and you're going to have like a half a block walk to where the main attractions, you know, all the wine bars are and everything. In Cologne, you're directly across from the Cologne Cathedral. So you're right there. You're immersing yourself in all the history and all the culture and everything that's there.
You know, when we look at some of the things that are a part of it, I understand sightseeing is all included on a river cruise. Is that the way with Avalon Waterways?
Absolutely. One of the things that we do a little bit different is the fact that we want the client to pretty much put their own package together. So when you go into the different cities, you've got various types of sightseeing. You're going to have, you know, the classic sightseeing, which is the iconic sites and all the must-see locations. But if you've already been to Cologne or you've already been to some of these cities, you may want to do something which is a discovery type of thing, a hands-on cooking experience, maybe a painting workshop, you know, to immerse yourself in the destination. But then the other thing is if you have clients that are a little more active, they can do some biking or paddling, hiking or jogging through the countryside. So you could go back again and do a Rhine cruise or do a Danube cruise and have an entirely different experience. And that's what we value ourselves on, that everybody's putting their own package together. We love that idea.
Now, those hands-on experiences, and that's what we want. We want experiences. We want to immerse ourselves. We want to find out about the culture, and we want to find out about the people. And when we look at the rich history in some of these areas that you're cruising to, it is amazing. And I think it really makes Avalon Waterways very unique, because you decided to start out that experience with something about the cabins and view and everything. What's about that?
Everything is about the view. The name of the ships and everything are, you know, include that. Even our newest ship that's coming on board in 2019, the Envision. What we did is that we took the beds and we turned them so they face the windows, so they face the view. All the other river cruise companies, the beds kind of face the wall, so you get a chance to look at the wall with us. The beds face the view. And what's fabulous with us is the fact that the windows open up to an 11 by 7 foot opening. In essence, we're bringing the balcony indoors, and it's usable 24/7, 365 days a year. And it really does make a difference. It really enhances your experience when you're able to see everything that's going by. Love that opportunity.
And Julie, that is so different than an ocean cruise, because a lot of times when you're on an ocean cruise, you see a little bit when you're in port, and a lot of times you are out in the ocean. This is certainly not the way. And the pace and everything that's done, you make it your own. But when you did that with the cabins, you really opened up the view.
Absolutely. And that's what everybody likes. 95% of the people love the cabins. They will come back to the cabins. It's like that's where they're going to choose Avalon Waterways, because of the view. And it's just an amazing experience. Again, nobody else has that out there except Avalon Waterways.
Well, I joked with you quite a while ago, you know, Avalon threw out the industry standard when you did that, because that just reinvented everything from the ground up when you made the staterooms that way. So let's talk about the fact I've chosen Avalon. I'm like looking out this incredible view. What do you find as far as your itinerary? Is there anything unique to Avalon?
Oh my gosh, we have a lot of things that are unique to us. We have a lot of special interest cruises. You know, maybe a beer tasting cruise. Oh, geez, a beer tasting cruise. Oh, twist my arm. we have wine appreciation cruises. We have a Jewish heritage cruise. We have history cruises. We have a couple of cruises since this is the 75th anniversary of D-Day. We've got a couple of cruises that are taking you up to the Normandy beaches, and you're going to be able to participate in those activities. And that's something that was very special for 2019. The special interests really do attract, you attract like-minded people. You attract people that enjoy wine. You attract the people that enjoy the history. So you've got a lot of camaraderie on the ships for that also. And we're really proud of our special interest cruises that we have.
Oh, and absolutely. And the multi-generational, someone might be listening going, well, it's not for kids, it's not for this. It is a multi-generational experience as well, and that we find more and more popular. And you talk about culture. A lot of times you're going in and out of these cities that maybe your heritage is from. Maybe you've started to check your ancestry. But multi-generational is a factor, right?
Oh, absolutely. And we have two different kind of cruises that are really great for the multi-generational. And that would be our festive time cruises. You know, anytime November and December when you're going to do the Christmas markets in Europe, that attracts the multi-generational, you know, the grandparents that are traveling with their kids and their grandkids, because every city is lit up. Every city is absolutely magical. So that's a perfect, perfect opportunity for families to travel together. But the other one, and this, again, Avalon Waterways is the only company that does this. We have something called our Active and Discovery Cruises. What we're finding is that, you know, 70 is the new 50, 60 is the new 40. Everybody's, you know, into health and getting, you know, healthy and working out and doing the hiking and biking and everything. So what we did is that we took three different itineraries, one on the Rhine, the Danube, and the Rhone, and we are making those are Active and Discovery, where this is a client that wants to do that 10-kilometer bike ride. They want to do the 5-kilometer hike through the mountains. Absolutely, you can do it on that particular cruise. But if you didn't want to do that, you can also participate in the Wiener Schnitzel class, or maybe take, you know, participate in the wine appreciation class. So those three itineraries on our Active and Discovery, very, very involved with people that are into the exercise, getting in with the culture, meeting the people, and being very participatory instead of just watching the castles go by.
Mm-hmm. And I think it sounds like what you do is the experiencing of the sights, sounds, and flavors of the destination kind of your way. And I think we all love that opportunity to make that selection.
Again, tailoring that cruise to what your likes and dislikes mm-hmm. are, instead of, you know, being a cookie-cutter cruise, okay, we're going to be going to the Heidelberg Castle, or we're going to be doing this. You know, in essence, you can have a family or maybe four couples or three couples go, and everybody's doing their own thing, and when they come back at dinner, they're all able to talk about it because they all had their own certain experiences, and that we're very proud of that fact that our clients can put their own packages together on Avalon Waterways.
Julie, we're talking about something that only happens, what, every 10 years, I believe. It's called Ober Ammergau, and that's in 2020. And what's so special about that?
Well, it's the Passion Play that's held in Ober Ammergau, Germany. Again, only every 10 years, so it's going to be in 2020, and then after that, not until 2030. But it's absolutely an amazing play. It is an 8-hour play. But one of the interesting things about it is the fact that everybody that's in the play has got to be a citizen of Ober Ammergau. So that's kind of exciting. And I happened to be there last summer, and I was there the day that they chose the person who was going to play Jesus Christ, and it was like a huge celebration. It was absolutely amazing. But the play goes May through October. And what's interesting is that we still have some space on our Avalon Rhine cruises that have tickets available for the Ober Ammergau play. So if anybody's interested in that, oh boy, this sounds like a sales pitch, doesn't it?
But it does, Julie, but it is an amazing experience.
It is. And if you want to combine it with an Avalon River cruise, it's a perfect opportunity to do that. So again, it only happens once every 10 years, so you got to hop on it if you're interested in doing it for 2020.
You know, it's interesting, too, and because we have some wonderful value-added features, and I want to make sure we leave time for that with the Travel Authority outdoor company. But we're talking about exotics as well, the Mekong and the Amazon. It's not just going through Europe, right? You have that variety out there to choose from on a river cruise.
Absolutely. We do the Amazon, the Peruvian Amazon, and we also do the Brazilian Amazon. So you have an opportunity to do both of them. Again, amazing experiences. But the Mekong is something that's become very, very popular. We now have two ships on the Mekong, and our claim to fame with that is there's only 36 passengers on the ships in the Mekong. So it's a very intimate experience. You get a chance to get into these little villages that the bigger ships can't get into. So another real cultural and personal experience. But one of the other things that I forgot to mention is that we're now doing the Ganges in India in 2019. And that's only 56 passengers. So it's a 7-night cruise, and then you have 6 nights land program with the Ganges. very popular. Very, very popular. It's an area of the world that interests people, but they kind of want to do it, you know, in a safe and secure way like that on an Avalon Waterways cruise.
And because of the size of the ships, they do sell out quickly. And when we're talking about 2019, it's not that you won't have space, because certainly our travel consultants at the Travel Authority are going to work hard to find that space for you. But at the same time, you're already into 2020 as we keep looking down the path. And I'm sure 2021 is right around the corner too, because it's what we as travelers want. We want our choices, but we also want to know that we have something planned, because now we know what dates and you organize and everything. So it's a great thing, because travel industry in the past was a little bit more last minute. But today it's deciding your future in travel.
Absolutely. And, you know, we want everybody to get the cruise that they want. So that's why we're promoting 2019 again. We still have some space available. Mm-hmm. And I know we have some fabulous opportunities with the Travel Authority.
We really do, Julie. We have a sidewalk sign that we fondly call Bertha. And Bertha has a little note out there about some specials and everything. Come on in and talk to us. But we do have some offers. We have some air offers, you know, which really could help considerably with some of the savings that you as well offer. That we've waived a single supplement on some select sailings, which is great. We have also some complimentary prepaid gratuities for individual bookings on select sailings. We have also additional value-added promos like that. So we are constantly trying to, you know, keep up with trends, but also to give the added benefit to our mutual clients. And one thing we didn't talk about is groups, because we have the opportunity, and you don't have to have a large group. You're not talking about a large ship that you're trying to fill. We have that opportunity to put together, and we do this a lot. You mentioned the family. If you have a multi-generational family, and let's say, for instance, I'll just give an example. You have 8 passengers. We can qualify that as a group, and there's a lot of different benefits to go with that. If you have, let's say, 10 passengers, you know, 20, whatever be the case, we can take it, and the Travel Authority can do this, and we're used to doing groups all the time, and put that into something that also adds some other value to it. So don't think when you listen to me talk from time to time about groups that, no, we don't have 50 to 100 people. You don't need it. This is the perfect opportunity to take all those couples together, or girls want to go, or guys want to go away and do something special, or some sort of, you know, maybe you're in a yoga class and all of a sudden you're saying, you know, I like really like to travel with these people. Groups are easy for us to do together.
Absolutely. We have such a good working relationship with the Travel Authority. We appreciate that so much. But I do want to bring up the single supplement again. That's being waived on all of our European cruises. Of course, it's capacity controlled. But what a savings for somebody who wants to travel as a single, or maybe a couple want to bring, you know, mom along, or Aunt Julie or Aunt Bonnie with them or whatever. It's a tremendous savings, because they're not going to be paying double, and they're going to be in the regular double stateroom as if they did have a companion with them. So it's a perfect opportunity for, you know, the families to travel together again, bring the multi-generational, or maybe you do have that one odd person. We're more than happy to wear the single supplement on it for them.
And we want to make sure, as because these things are sell so quickly, that this is a deposit you just need to make between March 1st, March 31st of this year, and you can travel the rest of 2019 and or 2020. So it's just a matter of getting your commitment to come on in, sit down, plan the perfect one. We just have to make a deposit, you know, between those dates, and all these added benefits are amazingly there for you.
And all the travel counselors at the Travel Authority are so knowledgeable on the Avalon product, the Globus family brands. They can mix and match. We can do an Avalon cruise. We can add a city stay in Rome. We could add a city stay in Munich. Lots of different things like that. You know, pretty much the answer to anybody's prayers out there.
You've got it all. That's why the Globus family of brands really is an amazing company with all the different things. And Avalon Waterways is a standard. It's a trendsetter in the river cruise industry. Julie, this goes so fast when we talk. And I just want to thank you sincerely for joining us today. And for our listeners, believe me, you won't want to miss this opportunity, and also the fact that you get to cruise on Avalon Waterways is an experience you'll never forget.
I got to tell you, though, the beer tasting cruise sounds very exciting.
Well, Vic, it's out there for you.
Oh, man, I like that. River cruising. All right, thank you very much. Bonnie Pintozzi, Travel Authority this morning. Thank you.
Thank you.